Okay, let's go to a story we read about this week in Frank Cherubino's column in the Palm Beach Post. The story begins this past Tuesday. Frank is driving his son to school.
Right. I'm taking my 13-year-old son to school, and we like listening to this local sports show. Now, we do listen to NPR on occasion, but sometimes we like to listen to sports.
No, that's okay. No, no apologies necessary.
No, it's true. I mean, okay. We do both, but my son likes the sports channel. I do, too. And there's particularly, there's a show on 790 The Ticket, the morning show.
On AM 790 and FM 104.3. The Ticket.
With this guy, Mark Hockman, who's very funny, and he frequently talks about things other than sports.
Good morning, Swerdlow.
Which is one of the reasons we like it, too.
So Frank and his son are listening to Mark Hockman's show, and not far into it, the conversation turns away from sports.
That night on television, there was a choice between watching the Yankees and the Tigers play a playoff baseball game or watching the second debate.
But you got an actual presidential debate tonight.
Yeah.
You're not going to be just glued in on that.
I told you. You got 5 minutes to suck me in, all right?
And he was carrying on with his partner there, Jonathan Zaslow.
Yeah, it's actually a tug of war.
Is that how they're deciding that?
Yes, and I heard Hockman say, I'm going to have to tune in at least for that third debate and see, because I'm one of those undecided voters.
So that'll really decide my vote, because I'm undecided at this point. Mm-hmm. But I'll wait for the tug of war.
Yeah.
Okay, at this point in the story, Frank Cherubino's ears perk up. He's been thinking that undecided voters are kind of a myth, that there's no way anyone could still be undecided this close to the election.
And the other thing, too, is that we live in Florida. In Florida, you can't get away from your phone ringing all night long, ads back to back to back on television. So the idea that somebody who is smart and literate has not paid attention enough to make a decision, to me, just didn't seem right. But then when I heard Hockman say,
because I'm undecided at this point, but
that he was undecided, and I thought, well, this is an intelligent guy. Maybe I have this all wrong.
So Frank Cherubino called him up.
Yeah, Frank Cherubino called me, and he said, you know, I listen to your radio program every morning.
I told him, I said, Mark, I listened to your show, and I happened to hear you this morning say you're an undecided voter.
He said, it strikes me as odd that you wouldn't have made up your mind already. And I shared a secret with Frank, and I said, I'm a Democrat. I actually have made up my mind about the election. I was just saying that on the air because it's just not worth it on sports radio to take a side. I mean, this country, we've never been more divided, I don't think. We are 50-50 each way. So I wasn't saying whether I was Democrat or Republican. I was just kind of being aloof on the air and saying, well, I'm still an undecided voter.
Once he told me that, it kind of made me feel reassured because of course he's made up his mind. He just says that just because he doesn't want to get into a political conversation on the radio. Then I thought, well, see, I think I'm right.
Did you watch that debate with those
Yes.
undecided voters? And what did you think?
Well, I thought if you waterboarded each of those people, they'd tell you exactly who they were voting for. No, I don't. I think it may be just like the unicorn or something, this character that we'd like to imagine exists because it makes us feel good.
We wanted a more scientific answer to this question, so we called up Lynn Vavreck. She's a political scientist at UCLA, and she's been tracking the same group of 44,000 voters all year. She's been measuring which voters remain undecided in the presidential election. And this week, Lynn Vavreck got the same email from many, many friends.
So many people send me this clip. You would not believe it.
This election will determine the future of our country. And this election will be determined by the undecided voter.
This is the link that Lynn got. It's a short skit from last week's Saturday Night Live on undecided voters, and, well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Before you get our vote, you're going to have to answer some questions. Questions like,
when is the election? How soon do we have to decide?
What are the names of the two people running? And be specific.
Who is the president right now? Is he or she running? Because if so, experience is maybe something we should consider.
Now, as we mentioned, Lynn Vavreck says undecided voters are just under 4% of the electorate. I asked her who they are and whether there's any truth in that SNL skit.
This is the problem. The premise is wrong. It isn't that they're looking at Mitt Romney and looking at Barack Obama and weighing them. They're not looking yet.
Hmm.
So if we really wanted to write a skit that would stand next to Saturday Night Live, it would be, you know, the single mother who has three kids, who has to get up early to make them breakfast, get them to three different schools because they're in different grades, go to her job, worry about what she's making for dinner. She's like 20 days until the election. That's an eternity for her. So we rush a little bit to judgment when we say, oh, these people are idiots. Well, they're not. They're busy people for whom politics is not the number one concern in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, this idea that they're I think to the contrary, I haven't heard people say that they're idiots. I've just heard people say this is the most desirable, you know, this is the group of voters we are after.
Well, first, I think we should stipulate that the reason they get so much attention from the media is because they are the only thing left that's moving. You know, nothing is more boring to a reporter than the same thing happening today that happened yesterday. I think it's a little unfair to say that the election is turning on their decision. It reminds me a little bit of the student who comes into my class at UCLA and says to me, oh, Professor Vavrick, your B is going to keep me out of law school. Well, yeah, my B and all the other Bs that you got before mine. So just because mine comes last doesn't mean that it's pivotal. But if the election were a blowout, their decision wouldn't matter at all.
You actually have been researching a group of self-declared undecided voters since the beginning of this year, since January 1st, and going back once a week to find out, you know, where they stand. How many of them have changed their minds?
So among the set of people who claim they are still undecided, many of them actually call themselves Democrats or Republicans. It's about a third Democrat, a third Republican, a third independent. The percentage of people who have changed their mind at least once is roughly 7%, moving either from Obama to Romney or Romney to Obama. The undecideds are breaking, and they are breaking in interesting ways.
How are they breaking?
Well, since July, they are, as a whole, breaking for Obama. About 60% of undecided voters are women. And women undecided voters who have made up their minds are breaking heavily for the president. 75% for Obama, 25% for Romney. So women are more of the undecideds, and they're breaking predominantly for Obama.
Lynn Vavrick, she's a political scientist at UCLA. Remember, undecided voters are around 4% of the population in key swing states, Virginia, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, New Hampshire, Colorado. That comes out to about 900,000 people. Or, as former Clinton White House advisor Paul Begala said, the American president will be selected by fewer than half the number of people who paid to get into a Houston Astros home game last year. Speaking of baseball, here's Mark Hochman again, that sports talk show host who said he was undecided but is actually voting for President Obama.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I have a difficult time believing people are really undecided at this point in the election. You kind of, I think, you kind of have to know where you're going at this point.
Mark, can we talk baseball for a sec?
Sure.
Tigers, Cards, or undecided?
Wow. Who am I rooting for, or who do I think?
You sound undecided.
I am undecided on that one.
Stay with us. Coming up, James Fallows and later new music from Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.